Damascus, Syria, 1988. He was known to the CIA's clandestine service as the Chemist, and few at headquarters would ever know his real name. A professor and a gifted scientist, he had been perfectly positioned for spy work, with a job that entitled him to privileges not accorded to ordinary Syrians, including a broad latitude to travel and to meet with foreigners in the crowded souks and smoke-filled cafes of the old city. He drew little attention to himself as he moved about, a small, bespectacled man in his late 30s, with grey flecked hair and light skin, in a modest suit that might have belonged to a salesman or a bureaucrat.